Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was moulded in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Our message comes in the form of a question. Will you let God have his way in your life? Will you let God have his way in your life? As we all can see that we are living in the last days, and Jesus is soon to come. But while we are waiting for that moment, we must occupy till he comes. Burger King has a slogan that says, Have it your way at Burger King. And since many realize that if they go to Burger King, they can have whatever they want on their burger. Cheese, no onions, pickles, mayo, whole of mustard, tomatoes, lettuce, etc. But you can't go no further. And what I mean is, because they say, have it your way, you can't go to Burger King and jump in front of somebody who is ahead of you. Because if you don't want to wait, or you cannot go behind the counter and help yourself to some fries and a shake or pie, or get a fish sandwich and a malt and don't have to pay. Because if you jump in front of somebody in the line, they may go upside your head. And if you go behind the counter and get what you want without paying, you will go to jail. So there are limitations to what Burger King means when they say, have it your way. This is the problem in our society right now. Everybody wants things done their way. And very few are concerned about what God has to say about what they're doing. Because the word tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Those who are seeking God are concerned about what God has to say in reference to what they are about to do. And those who are not seeking God don't care what God has to say. Because if they did, they would ask him. In our text, we notice how God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, not the donut house, the coffee house, the waffle house, or even IHOP, but to the potter's house. And this shows us that God is specific in what he says to us, and in the location he wants us to be in or to go to. Many times we miss out on what God has for us because we are not in the right place, or we have not obeyed God by going to a place he may have told us to go. God is not telling Jeremiah to go to the potter's house because he don't have nothing else to do. But if we are going to get what God has for us, we must do it God's way. Will you let God have his way in your life. Remember, God told Jeremiah that once he got to the potter's house, he would cause him to hear his words. Right? Well, God sometimes speaks verbally, as in verse 1. But then, sometimes God talks to us through situations, circumstances. He talked to us through problems, through tests, through natural things. And in this case, God was talking to Jeremiah by what Jeremiah was observing. And many times, God talks to us, but we miss it because it was not verbally. But when you are led by the Holy Spirit, you can look at things and hear God talking. The Bible says, for God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth not. God is talking. The problem is, we are not listening. So Jeremiah got up and went to where God had told him to go. And listen, we need to learn to stop trying to figure out so much and start doing what God is telling us to do and go to where he is sending us to go. So when Jeremiah got to the potter's house, he noticed how this individual was working with a lump of clay. And how this clay was moored in the hand of the potter. So what was Jeremiah really seeing? A lump of clay on a potter's wheel. A lump of clay submitted to the potter. A lump of clay surrendered to the potter. A lump of clay not fighting against the potter. A lump of clay not telling the potter how to fix it. A lump of clay humbled before the potter. A lump of clay laying before the potter. A lump of clay being moored by the potter. So what is it to be moored? The word moored means to be separated. To be pulled apart piece by piece. To be flattened, to be crushed, to break down, to disfigure, to be thrown. A lump of clay being refashioned, remade, remolded into another vessel as the potter saw fit. Will you let God have his way in your life? So after Jeremiah saw this lump of clay go to the mooring process, he then watched this clay be reshaped into what the potter had intended it to be. Then the word of the Lord verbally came to him, and a question is being posed to him. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. In other words, God is asking, will you let me have my way in your life? Or can I do with you like the potter did to that lump of clay? God is asking the question, will you let me separate you from what I don't want you with? Will you let me pull you out from the world? Will you let me disfigure your plans so mine can be done in you? But before God can have his way in our lives, we must, number one, tell him yes. We must submit to him. We must surrender all to him. We must not fight against him. We must not tell God how to fix us or make us. We must humble ourselves before him. We must lay before him. We must trust him to do what he knows. God is not guessing. We must allow him to reshape us. And we must not try to hurry him. And if we allow God to do in us what he desires, he will, number one, reveal himself to us in a more intimate way, deliver us from things that have us bound, bless us to be a blessing to others, use us to reach the lost, anoint our lives even greater, open new doors for us, open our eyes so we can see new things in his word. He will fight our battles, answer prayers that we have prayed years ago, give us greater favor and flavor, give us the desires of our hearts. But we must let him know that he can have his way in our life. In Psalm 23, David says something I think we miss. David said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God leads us, not drive us, force us, or drag us. So the question comes, will we let God have his way in our lives? The clay allowed the potter to do with it what the potter wanted to do. So will we let God do in us what he wants to do? And you see, we tell God, yes, you can do in me what you desire. God will use you to reach the unreachable. He will use you to reach the unlovable. He will use you to reach those who we thought could never change. Will you let God have his way in your life? That's a question each of us as saints must answer. And if you say, yes, I will let God have his way, I want to take this time now to pray for us in the body of Christ. Because see, there's a cry for one in the streets. And God desire to show the world his power in ways the world have never seen. But God need yielded vessels he can channel himself through. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I take this time to pray for my brothers and my sisters that's listening to this message across America and around the world. God, those who have told you yes, you can have your way in their life, I pray now that you release a heavy anointing upon their life. I pray, blessed one, that you would break yokes, break chains and feathers from their life. I pray that you would anoint them to reach the unreachable. I pray that you anoint them to reach the unlovable. God, use them to reach those that society think can be reached. Father, use your people to be soul winners. I release a mighty anointing even now over your people who told you, yes, I will let God have his way in my life. And Father, in Jesus' name, open new doors for my brother, my sister, who have given you permission to change them. God, use them to be a soul winner. God, thank you for miracles taking place in and through their life. Father, I give you praise for it now. And Holy Spirit, as you moved upon the face of the waters, move upon the hearts of the listeners of this message. I thank you for doing it now. A heavy anointing, Father, upon the hearts and the minds and the lives of your people who have told you, yes, I will let you have your way in my life. God, break them, shape them, and remold them. God, do in them what they would allow you to do. Use them to do exploits, Father, I pray. And I give you glory for doing it now in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Will you let God have his way in your life?